Chapter 11. The Signal. The adventures of the day made Tom have nightmares. When he awoke the next morning, he hoped it had all been a dream. He hadn't really seen Injun Joe, had he? Tom had half convinced himself he hadn't. But to know for sure, he decided to go see Huck. Huck was sitting in a ferry boat, dangling his feet over the side.
Hello, Huck.
Hello yourself.
Then Huck spoke quickly.
Oh, Tom, if only we took the treasure with us.
It wasn't a dream then, said Tom.
Dream, said Huck. Ain't no dream.
If those steps didn't fall.
We gotta find him, said Tom. We should track the money.
Tom, we'll never find him. A feller only has one chance to get a pile of treasure like that. We lost ours.
I'd like to see him anyway, said Tom, and track him to his number two.
I'd been thinking about number two, said Huck.
What do you reckon it is?
I don't know, said Tom.
Maybe it's the number of a house.
No, that ain't it. There ain't no numbers on houses here.
Let me think a minute, said Tom. Maybe it's the number of a room, a tavern, you know?
Huck agreed.
Could be. There ain't but two taverns in the village. We could find out quick.
While Huck stayed behind, Tom was off at once. He was gone for half an hour and discovered that one tavern's number two had been occupied by a young lawyer for a long time. In the other tavern, number two was a mystery. Someone was there, but the tavern keeper didn't know or care who.
That's what I found out, Huck. I reckon that's the number two we're after.
I reckon it is, Tom. Now what'll we do?
Tom thought for a long time.
The back door at that number two is the door that leads into the alley. We gotta get any keys we can find. When it's dark, we'll go and try them all,
Huck agreed.
But be on the lookout for Injun Joe, Huck. He said he'd be back for revenge. If you see him, follow him. If I see him, I'll follow him. He'll be going after that money, too.
That night, Tom and Huck were ready for their adventure. One eye was on the door, one on the alley. No one came or went. It was too bright to try to use their keys. It was agreed that Tom would go home and sleep. If anything happened, Huck would come to Tom's window and let out a meow. That would be their signal. No signal came. The same was true for the next few nights. It wasn't until Thursday around midnight that their luck changed. As Huck stood watch, Tom crept toward the door with his keys. It seemed forever before Huck saw Tom again. Just as Huck got to worrying, a flash of light appeared and Tom came tearing by him.
Run! Said Tom. Run for your life!
Tom didn't need to repeat it. Huck was up and running in a flash. Both boys ran at 40 miles an hour and didn't stop until they reached an empty shed. As soon as Tom got his breath, he said,
Huck, it was awful. I tried two keys. They wouldn't turn the lock. Without noticing what I was doing, I took hold of the doorknob. The door opened. It wasn't locked. I walked in and there was Injun Joe. I almost stepped on his hand.
No, shouted Huck.
What did you do?
I ran out.
Did you see the box? Asked Huck.
Huck, I didn't wait to look around. I didn't see a box or a cross. I only saw a bottle and a tin cup by him.
We should get that box while Injun Joe's drunk.
You try it, said Tom. I reckon one bottle isn't enough. If three empty bottles were by him, I'd do it.
Let's not try again until we know Injun Joe's not there. If we watch every night, we'll see him go out, much safer.
I'm agreed, said Huck. I'll watch the whole night long. I'll sleep during the day in Ben Rogers' hayloft. He lets me.
It was agreed. Huck would be the lookout at night. If he saw something, he'd run and get Tom. Tom would be the lookout during the day. If he needed Huck, he knew exactly where to find him.